All right, Ollie Horgan, a much improved performance in the second half, but perhaps the poor first half showing might have cost you in the end.
Yep, you can't play like that in a League of Ireland game in any division and expect to get something out of it. We very nearly did, because we were like chalk and cheese in the first half. We were lethargic, we had no energy, we had no aggression, we had no huge confidence. I have no idea why, because the same 11 went out in the second half. And well, bar the fact that obviously we had to make a substitution through an injury, but second half we were up and at it and looked much more positive, pushed up the pitch and created several chances, although we didn't take any. However, if Sligo had taken their chances in the first half, that game would have been put to bed at half time.
Yeah, but still in all, you did create chances in those closing stages, Ollie. That good one from Mark Timlin, he was the hero last week in Daly Mount Park. He probably should have taken that one tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest with you, yeah, we deserved an equaliser in Daly Mount with the way we played with 10 men. Do we deserve an equaliser tonight? In our second half performance, we did, but there's no chance that you can play like we played in the first half. That's as poor as we've been in a half in many, many a year here. And we've had poor games and poor halves, but it was like it looked like it was a pre-season friendly for us. And to be fair to them, in the second half, you know, the same bunch of players came out and took a cut at it. And you know, fell narrowly at the end, but you can't get points in a game or a point in a game by playing the way we played in the first half.
Right, but could you look at it, Ollie, and see that Carrillo was part of your starting 11? He got injured in the warm up, and then Ryan Connolly gets injured very early in the game. So you know, you're a manager that prepares so much for these matches, and then your preparations are just thrown up in the air.
Yeah, to an extent they were, but it's not an excuse, Dermot. You know, yeah, I think we'd seven players missing after Ryan came off from there on. I think we had three suspended. We have now four injured. Yeah, it is an excuse, but not to the level that we went to in the first half. It doesn't matter what was out there in the first half. It wasn't good enough. And no, it's not what myself or Gavin are about, what we're interested in. The second half was much more positive, but we fell short. And sometimes the luck goes your way when you deserve it. From our first half performance, we probably didn't deserve it.
Yeah. So how do you approach it now on Friday night? Like these games, these difficult tests, there's no end to them.
Yeah. It's especially with the run of players that are out. You know, we were down serious bodies and will be on Friday night and will be the following week. And sometimes it's easier to pick a team, and we picked this team very early on Saturday morning because of maybe lack of choices in certain areas. And sometimes that is a help. But when they perform like they performed in the first half, you would like to have the choices, because we could have made a lot of substitutions in the first half as well, not just the injury one. It wasn't good enough. Second half was much, much better, and huge amount of pride. But as I said before, Martin victories don't keep you in the division.
No, and one plus point from tonight then, defeats for the teams beside you, Shelburne and UCD, both losing out earlier on tonight.
Look, is that something to hold on to? Unless we pick up points ourselves, we don't deserve it. In that second half, yeah, we deserve to be in the Premier Division. In the first half, we didn't deserve to be in the Intermediate Cup. And I mean that because I've been there with Tennant and I know what the centre is. An Intermediate side would have comfortably turned us over in that first half. Second half, you know, we probably deserve to win the second half. But if you don't play the 90 minutes, you don't deserve anything of it.